Rivera sets and deals. Strike three, ball game over, Yankees win, and it's perfect because the greatest closer in history now has the most saves in history.
Yankee closer Mariano Rivera yesterday did what he has now done more than any other pitcher in baseball history. He came into the game, preserved the lead, and sealed the Yankee 6-4 win over the Minnesota Twins, his 602nd save. But while Yankees fans celebrated another milestone, Derek Jeter recorded his 3,000th hit earlier this season. Here in Boston, Red Sox are about to make a different kind of history, perhaps an epic September collapse. Joel Sherman is with the New York Post. He joins us now. Joel, we'll get to the Red Sox as late as possible. But Mariano Rivera, you write today that watching him is like watching Baryshnikov if you were a pitcher. Why? Describe what makes him so pretty.
There's an economy of motion in what he does, which is why he's able to pinpoint pitch after pitch. He's able to repeat his delivery. He's such a great athlete. When he played in the minor leagues, he was invariably the best center fielder on every team, even though he didn't play center field. He was a pitcher. He was such a good athlete. And so he's able to repeat his delivery over and over, which allows him to just be laser-focused with his pitches. And he also, it's almost like a cobra, if you think of a cobra striking. He comes nice and smooth, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, you know, there's a quick strike element, this fury of the ball leaving his hand from this incredibly smooth motion. And it really seduces hitters because the hitters see the slow motion, and then all of a sudden, bang, it's on you. And it's on you where he wants to throw it. The pitch yesterday that ends the game is a backdoor cutter. He is smart enough to have seen that the hitter has backed off the plate a couple of inches to try to deal with what's usually his inside cutter, and he's able to hit the outside corner precisely with a pitch to get save number 602, which is kind of how he does things. He kills you softly with his cutter.
Yeah, well, his backdoor cutter is perhaps his only pitch, really. I mean, it's his signature, but he describes it as a gift from God that just showed up in his arm one day. And he seems like such a humble guy. I just want to take a second to describe, if you could describe, his teammates sort of had to push him out on the mound to take an ovation.
Not only that, but once he was out on the mound, it was such a strange thing for him. He talked about no one in front of him, no one behind him. He's just standing on the mound, taking in the adulation of not only the crowd and the Yankees, but the visiting dugout. He's such a respected player in the game because, as opposed to most closers, there's no histrionics with this guy. He doesn't do any fist pumping, finger pointing. There's not a big Fu Manchu. There's not tattoos up and down his arms. There's no screaming. He does this as pretty close to a gentleman as you can, and even though he's beating the other team feels respect for him.
Yeah.
And he's out there, and he's a humble guy, and after about 10 or 15 seconds, he kind of threw his hands up in a "can I get off of the mound, please" moment, and his teammates were, "no, stay there and let the fans appreciate these last 16 seasons, what you've done. You've reached a milestone." And he did it for about a minute before he finally had had enough and walked off.
Well, there you go, Joel Sherman. And look at the time. We really don't have much left here to discuss the Red Sox. Now, if you looked at the score last night against the Orioles, Red Sox beat them 18-9. Oh, boy, we could have used some of those runs in previous games. Well, last time I went to a couple games early September, I thought, wow, we're like 9 ahead of the Tampa Bay Rays. And then suddenly we look up, and do you agree that the Red Sox might have one of the most spectacular collapses in baseball history?
Well, it's a possibility, and probably the most spectacular collapse ever was when the Yankees blew a 3-0 lead in the 2004 ALCS against the Red Sox. It helped end the 86-year-old curse. And the reason the Yankees lost that series was they essentially ran out of starting pitching. And in baseball, you can't just run out of clock. On the season, in a game, you got to get the 27 outs. You got to play the 162 games. And in a 4-out-of-7 series, you got to win 4 times in 7 games. The Red Sox have the same problem now. They've kind of run out of starting pitching. They have Josh Beckett, John Lester, and pray for a whole bunch of runs because the rest of the rotation is not very good. And you just can't press a buzzer and hope that the time runs out. They've got to figure out how to win about 5 or 6 more games down the stretch here. If they do, they'll get in the playoffs, they could regroup, and you could potentially win with 2 starting pitching and a good pitchers and a good offense in the playoffs. But
from your lips,
Tampa Bay is a live underdog right now.
From your lips, Joel Sherman. He's a columnist for the New York Post, commenting on the Red Sox ridiculously dismal September. Joel, thank you.
Thank you.